This is a replay of the Tuesday, May 6th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 big hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine, providing it has no significance whatsoever. Look, kind of like Crepe Suzette Day. All right, so here's the deal. Carol, World's Best Show Prep Ford, gives me a list of all the things that are happening on any given day. Now, I admit this one cannot top Cinco de Mayo, but among the results for today, May 6th, was National Crepe Suzette Day. And the first thing I thought is this must be sponsored by Home Restoration and Remodeling Services. There's nothing else. Yeah, this is a deal where you got to make a deal with the fire department. And in fact, the author of an article who says he makes it regularly, I'm pretty sure has made such a deal. But if you were wondering, you've heard of it, of course, Crepe Suzette, spectacular dessert certainly seems intimidating to say the least. And it's not anything I'd attempt at home, you know, the fire and all that, but apparently, we get to the history of Crepe Suzette Day, and I knew you'd want to know. Absolutely. It was a 14-year-old child, Henri Carpentier, who was working as an assistant waiter in 1895 in Paris. He was preparing a dessert for the Prince of Wales, and the cordials caught fire. The prince decided the dish was to be named after the woman in his company, so it became Crepe Suzette. Other than that, we have no idea who Suzette is. But what's interesting to me is the article goes on to quote Henri Carpentier in his own words. Now, come on, 1895, what, he wrote it down? I don't know. Apparently, he did write a book, though, Life a la Henri. And he said, it was quite an accident as I worked in front of a chafing dish that the cordials caught fire. I thought it was ruined. The prince and his friends were waiting. How could I begin all over? I tasted it. It was, I thought, the most delicious melody of sweet flavors I had ever tasted, and I still think so. So, buttery orange liqueur with crepes to soak all the flavors and force one to eat with a spoon to catch all the syrup. All right. So, the article says, make someone happy, invite them to your kitchen for Crepe Suzette. Again, not unless you've got a deal with a home restoration and remodeling company. They put the recipe there. I'm not even going to share it with you. That's right. It is just danger. They say prep time 40 minutes, cook time 4 minutes. No, you won't even be cooking for 4 minutes. Trust me, you'll be calling the fire department more sooner than that. All right, so that's the deal on National Crepe Suzette Day. If you're wondering, and we can go over it, otherwise I plan not to. It's National Nurses Day, National Teacher Appreciation Day, Beverage Day, National Foster Day, and that's it. All right, so and all are worthy, I'm sure, and probably much easier to celebrate than National Crepe Suzette Day. That's for sure. I've got your requests, and I know all about the guitarist on Tennessee Flat Top. We talked about that earlier. But news of the weird, we got it. 888-876-5593. If it's on your mind, we'll talk about it. Now, want to tell you the tale of woe about a Kentucky woman from Lexington who had a son. Actually has a son, although I wouldn't be surprised it was past tense after you hear what this kid did. All right, as far as that goes. But many, many decades ago, Carol and I had a good friend who sadly is no longer with us. Mysterious circumstances too, but that's another story. He put together a little tape called The Telephone Is Not a Toy. And it had crank calls on it that were just truly hilarious. But that said, here's a Kentucky woman who made the mistake of allowing her son to play with her phone. What, she thinks he's not going to call anybody? Well, over the weekend, he secretly placed an order for 70,000 Dum Dum lollipops at Amazon, a total of $4,200. Mom didn't know a thing about this until she opened the door to find 30 cases of Dum Dums at her doorstep containing 2,342 pieces of candy, for all I know each. So, here's the second grader who, under duress, God knows what she had to do to get it out of him, admitted he placed an order while playing with her phone during the weekend. Now, each case of Dum Dums retails for $130, making the purchase $4,200. So she immediately contacts Amazon, and Amazon says, you can return 8 of the 30 cases. What about the other 24? So what she does is she attempts to sell them to friends and neighbors, and she decides that she needs a little more exposure. So she also called the talk radio stations, and she called the television news stations, and everybody got in on the act. At which point Amazon contacted her and agreed to refund the entire purchase. And she said, thank you to everyone that offered to buy a box to help us. I will be happy to get you what you ordered or donate them to a charity of your choice. All righty then, so she's whole. That kid's not going to sit down for a long time, I don't think. Now, 888-876-5593. I can go on, but I'd much prefer to talk to you. Now, we have a Ukrainian-American national, but we'll close with this for the moment, who was arrested about a month ago after he made a visit to a remote island in the Indian Ocean. Now, apparently, North Sentinel Island is home to a hostile, isolated tribe, the Sentinelese. Not making that up. Traveling to North Sentinel Island is banned. Now, my question is, what would possess this guy to go? And he's seen taking off in a small boat around midnight, his only cargo being one coconut and one can of Coca-Cola, which he intended to present as offerings for the Sentinelese. I think he was drinking some Mother and Coke. Apparently, the director general of police on the islands, it's a group of islands, the Andaman Islands, said officials were trying to find out more about this guy. He did make it to the island, and actually, in his case, he was lucky the natives ignored him. So he left his offerings on the beach, collected some sand samples, and returned to South Andaman, where apparently traveling is not prohibited and you can actually be there. So they went and they got him because he's actually a repeat offender. In January, he filmed another remote tribe, the Jarawa, while visiting the Baratang Islands. Well, I don't know. I should have done his history first. An American missionary was killed with an arrow by the Sentinelese in 2018 there. So, yeah, what a surprise. All right, so you really got to wonder, when you're planning your vacation, do you try to pick places where you might wind up dead or arrested? Well, so much for our Ukrainian-American national. So, and I have no idea from whence in America he hails, but he's got dual citizenship there. All right, so 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in pocket to take the trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Well, he couldn't ride or wrangle, and he never cared to make a dime, but give him his guitar, and he'd be happy all the time. And all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and so it was that Lisa and Dundee wanted to hear that, the original Tennessee flat top box. All right, now here is the deal. She said, who played guitar? And I didn't know. One of the reasons I didn't know, this was not a Nashville session. This was Columbia Hollywood. And so I did some research and I found them. And it was Roy Nichols. And that was in a way surprising and then not at all surprising. So if you don't know Roy Nichols, you should, because everybody knows Chet Atkins and his guitar courses. Well, Roy Nichols had them too, but more to the point, he was every bit as good as Chet Atkins and in many ways was responsible for the Bakersfield sound. And so he was actually a kid. He was 14 when he started playing, and before he was even 16, he'd been on the radio, and the Maddox Brothers and Rose, who were a big act at the time, country music-wise, heard him. And they said, we got to have him, because he could play anything as far as that that goes. And Rose Maddox said, and he was good at all of it. Every guitar picker in the country wanted to play like this guy, but none of them ever compared. And he said, now, music aside, he was like any other 15-year-old kid, feisty, causing us trouble and all that. Well, so there he was on a show with the Maddox Brothers and Rose, and they were in Mesa, Arizona, where there was a teenage couple in the audience, Buck and Bonnie Campbell Owens. And they were fascinated with him, as far as that goes. So, meanwhile, the Maddox brothers, who were touring out of state for extended periods, Fred Maddox became Nichols' legal guardian, while his brother became his tutor, so that they were still in school and all that kind of stuff. While they were in Las Vegas, here he is as a 16-year-old. He begins to sneak away to gamble. And so he winds up getting fired. And, I see that. And John came in to tell me that we have a first-time caller, and we're going to get there. Diane is a first-time caller, absolutely. Nonetheless, he winds up going back to the Valley, because even though he was born in Arizona, he was basically raised in Fresno, and he was on the air in Hanford and all that. Well, it doesn't take long. Lefty Frizzell hired him, and his future employer was Merle Haggard, and in fact, Merle Haggard, had unbelievable things to say about this guy, to say the least, and Wynn Stewart, and on it goes. And so he played, and he played with Wynn Stewart, with Merle Haggard, with you name it, everybody pretty much on the West Coast, and he mostly stayed with Haggard because Haggard paid the most, $125 a week. But Haggard, like I say, said, Nichols, along with Chet Atkins, were the two most influential guitar players in this last century. Yeah, and isn't that interesting? Because everybody knows Chet and nobody knows Roy. And Merle Haggard had 38 hit songs, 33 of them in the top 10. And the one thing they all had in common, Roy Nichols. And he wrote and published 19 of his own songs as well, and was nominated for Grammys and all that. But nonetheless, that was, like I say, it turned out that nobody knows who this guy is, even though he was nominated for all sorts of things so many times. He retired in 87 and sadly had a stroke in 96, which caused him to lose the use of his left hand, and that was the end of guitar playing. But he made it to 2001 and died from a non-life-threatening infection at the hospital, had a heart attack and died. All right, well, rest in peace, Roy Nichols. But now Lisa in Dundee knows exactly who he is. And of course, a Tennessee flat top box is an acoustic guitar with steel strings, as I recall. I hope that's right. Anyway, Diane is a first time caller, and she's in Lansing, Illinois. So Diane, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you.
What's up?
What I'm calling about is, a week ago I listened to one of your shows, and there was a lot of conversation about people that have problems with poor vision.
Yes.
And I am one of them, and I would like to get in touch with somebody who might be able to help me improve the situation. I have these two big covers on the two telephones with the big numbers and the bigger holes.
Sure.
And they help me, but they are not comfortable. When I'm trying to use them to place a call, I have to find somebody else to hold my earpiece, and my vision is poor, and it sounded like everybody that called you was having good luck, and I'd like to have some of that good luck myself.
Okay, let me ask you, do you have a cell phone?
No.
That's what you're going to need to start with. You need a smartphone, preferably an iPhone, though it doesn't have to be. All right, because this is where the world is your oyster. For one thing, there are, like on iPhones, there are native applications that will help you. Plus, there are a ton of apps you can download that will help you. It can actually read labels for you, things of this nature, where you're gonna, if you're progressively getting worse, you're going to get to the point where the adaptive aids you're talking about are not going to help you very much anymore. You're going to need something to be your eyes. And in fact, Be My Eyes is one of the apps. So there is a ton of things, but the first thing is to probably find, if you can't find someone local, things like the National Federation for the Blind. You're in Lansing, Illinois. So I'm going to, what county are you in?
I'm in Lansing, Illinois.
Yeah, what county?
I think it's Cook County.
Okay, all right. Well, this is absolutely so. You're Cook County. You're suburban Chicago. You've got a ton of resources. Now, have you checked into any of them yet?
No.
Okay. So what we need to do here, because I don't have like a comprehensive list or anything, but we need to put together some marching orders for people who you can call who can help you in terms of what is available. Because there's many things other than the iPhone, but I mention that because it's kind of a one-stop shopping place with a lot of help, but there are other things as well. So now what I want to do is have anybody in Cook County call me, and in the meantime, during the news, I will look for things other than the National Federation for the Blind. Chicago Lighthouse. Have you tried anything?
Well, I did contact the that organization that's quite well known, but I've never heard back from them. And a couple places that I've sent some inquiries to, I've never heard from them either.
Yeah, the Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind has a number of programs. And
yeah, that's one of them I never heard back from.
Right, but do you have access to going online?
No.
Yeah, so you're going to need to do this. That's going to help a lot. But so you called Chicago Federation, Chicago Lighthouse, and nobody responded?
Yes, that was some time ago.
All right. I'm going to try to find a way that we can get you information where somebody will call you back. But I'm also going to look for some other things. But absolutely, I would call Chicago Lighthouse again. You should get an answer during the day, and that's 312-666-1331.
666-1331.
Yeah, 1331, 1331.
And what's the zip?
You don't need it. Just 312. It's area code 312-666-1331.
Okay, I've got that.
All right, and I will, hopefully people are going to call us, but in the meantime, during the news, I'll look for some other things, too. You shouldn't have to go this alone, and I'm so sorry to hear it, but we're going to help, and I'm sure there are people in Chicago or in Cook County who will be able to offer some advice. So keep listening and call me back, Diane. I want to know how it's going.
Okay, thank you for your help.
Absolutely. We'll get you where you need to be. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Sure thing.
Bye now.
Yeah, it's really tough, and I understand that. All right, so we'll find out what's going on in the world at large with WGN Radio News. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And it's embarrassing. Yes, last night Brian and Joliet said, "I want to hear you," by by Marvin Gaye, and I never heard of it. Of course, I'm looking at the 45 as I type, so clearly I've got it. And 1967, and actually got some credits on it. Harvey Fuqua and Johnny Bristol produced it. So there you have it. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Dave is on the north side. Hello, Dave, what you got?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I was going to wait to call you until after I heard some songs that I request. But this lady sounded like she needed some help, so I figured she'd call now.
All right, so what you got for me?
First thing I think she should get in touch with Doris, Department of Rehabilitative Service, and Doris Counselor. And then they could hook her up with the Lighthouse. They can do some testing with her. Eventually teach her Braille, mobility, computer skills, things like that.
Okay, now, is this separate? Because I know Illinois Department of Human Services has the Bureau of Blind Services as well. But when I looked at that, it seemed more like it was about employment. But what you're saying is Doors Department of Rehabilitative Services, is that part of Human Services?
Yeah. You can go through the food stamp office to get to them, or the human resource office, like you said, to get a Doors. There's a separate Department of Rehabilitative Service counselors just for blind people.
Okay, I'm looking at this right now. Let's see what we can get. Okay, IDHS Rehabilitative Services, and what you say, there's one that's just for blind. All right, I got to look for that. That too, they've got a web referral service as well, that's.
I'm on the north side, and I go to the food stamp office in Humboldt Park, the Human Health and Human Resource food stamp office SNAP program,
uh-huh.
And the blind counselor is in the same building, like on the second or third floor. Food stamp is like on the first floor, like Medicaid and Medicare is on the second floor where you can apply for that. And then other stuff, blind services and mothers that need food for their children and stuff.
Right, all of that. All right, so yeah. And they've got 47 possible offices, so I would assume one of them is close to her. Now, the number I've got is 877-581-3690. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's just probably a toll-free number that she has.
Right, that would do it, 877-581-3690. And, you know, it's really good information because even if the office she calls is not the one that will help her, invariably they can tell her how to get in touch with the right folks.
Yeah, actually, I'd like to give you a local number that she could call.
Okay.
It's for the north side, but they could refer to the south side because she's at Lansing. She'd probably be out of Joliet area.
Okay. What you got for me?
All right. It's 773.
Uh-huh.
It's 989.
Uh-huh.
7200.
Okay.
It's a food stamp office, so they'll probably answer the number with a menu saying the SNAP program or something or
right,
other.
Right,
right. You know, a menu, she'll have to listen to the menus, and then eventually a person will answer and refer your call to someone, and then that person should be able to give you information.
Good. 773-989-7200.
Yeah. And while I got you on the phone, see, I was going to wait till I heard a song talk. I want to ask you if you can explain the CNI's applications that you've been talking about, how to, like, program into your smartphone that you need. Because I don't have a smartphone. I was thinking about getting it so I can use the...
Right.
But I want you to tell... There isn't
a way for me to do that. That's the problem. You absolutely need to have the phone, and you need to have somebody who can see help you. This is nothing you can do on your own initially. After it's set up,
well,
for
I understand that. Well, so I just thought maybe you could tell people like how you have to program the voice activation and stuff to get it so you can get to the apps and that, so it can talk to you, so you can use it to scan to read letters and stuff.
Right. Well, I believe AppleVis.com is your best place for that. They're a member of Be My Eyes as far as that goes, and they have entire web pages of getting started with your first Mac, your first iPhone, or your first Apple Watch, and all of that information is going to be better than what I would tell you.
Okay, yeah. Well, I asked because a lot of people are asking me, and I just don't have the answers to give.
Right,
them,
so. Absolutely. And that's why I say it's not the kind of thing where I could, in a couple sentences, tell them anything that's going to help them tremendously.
Okay, I thought maybe you could go through like an instruction manual.
It doesn't work like that, trust me.
Okay. Yeah, eventually I thought about it for me because I could use it too. But,
right, absolutely. And if we were together and you had the phone and you handed it to me, we could go over some things. But to do it as a third party at a distance, it's just going to be an exercise in frustration.
Yeah, it's too bad we couldn't get like two people to do it on air on the radio with you. Trust me, nothing
will take the place of someone who one-on-one will help you.
Yeah.
So,
I thought you could explain so people would understand a little more for what he was going through.
It's all there. Yeah. So if you go to AppleVis.com, you can just click on Getting Started with Your First iPhone or iPad and begin. It'll start with an introduction to what VoiceOver is, and that's something I've talked about often. So and of course you're enabling Siri first, and anyone can do that. But you'll also get a complete list of iOS gestures that you would use and how to basically navigate it, and as far as that goes, and a way to actually use a Bluetooth keyboard if that's what you wanted to do. So there's Focus, which is a different app that you could use, and there's so many things that I know what you want, and what I'm saying is I can't deliver it for you.
I understand. Okay, I thought maybe it'd be something you could explain.
It isn't.
Does it have to be just with Siri, or does it work with Google or
Obviously, you know, let's face it, the Android users are not completely out of luck. So I'm sure there are many, many things for Android users. I'm not familiar with it. The last time I looked at Android technology was about 15 years ago when I was making apps for it. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, because that was another question people were asking. Does it have to be with Siri, or could it be with anyone? And I thought,
oh, no,
probably
wait a minute.
Anyone.
When you say Siri or anyone, there's only two possibilities when it comes to mobile devices. It's either going to be an iPhone or it's going to be an Android. Everything is one of the two. Another in this day and age. Now, in the past, of course, there were other things. But when you go to the store and you say, "Hey, I want to buy this Samsung phone," that's going to be Android. So you really only have two. It's either Android or it's iPhone.
Okay, so is everything Siri then?
No, Siri is for iOS. I'm sure that Android has an equivalent. I can find that out in a minute here. To Siri. All right, what is it? The equivalent of Siri on Android is Google Assistant. It provides similar voice-based functionality. You activate it by saying, "Hey, Google," or "OK, Google." So, you know, that would be Android. But believe me, you go to the store, you buy a phone, it's either an iPhone or everything else is powered by Android. It's a Google operating system.
Okay.
You don't have to worry, oh my God, there's 20 systems. There really aren't. iPhone is proprietary to Apple. Everything else is going to be Android.
Okay.
So there you go. So if you know, if you wanted to go more cheaply, and it is more cheaply to use Android phones, there's a number of them from which to choose, and you'd just be into the Google operating system. That's all. Gone are the days of other things. Everything's going to be one or the other.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just always looking into it. I'm trying to make a decision on getting the phone and getting into it and stuff. So,
well, you know, I'm biased. I have when we're talking desktops and stuff, I have everything, every operating system out there. I can tell you, if I was younger, I'd be 100% Linux. But I'm not younger, so. But I mean, there are times I have to use the dreaded Windows, and I hate it. And there are times that I prefer to use Mac. But unfortunately, Mac, in the last several years, I've had problems with their operating systems too, because they have some read-only parts that they didn't used to. But in any event, when it comes to phones, it's one or the other. And like I say, I'm biased toward iPhones, but I'm sure that Android would probably do just as much and probably do it a lot cheaper.
Okay. One last question I want to ask you. You got a lot of music. Have you ever thought about like putting it all on a flash drive?
No, I don't do things like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
See you, bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, no. Why would I want to do that? All right, so no. We'll get to Eduardo in Tampa. There's room for you, too. I prefer vinyl, but other than that, if I want to make myself what I call a car tape, yeah, so I've still got 8 tracks of them, believe it or not. And at one point, way before that, yep, an Ampex 601 right there in the front. All right, well, that's a long story. All right, so let's talk about more modern technology and the Seacrane Company, because, of course, for now decades, the commonality in everything that Bob Crane's designs is that they have superior reception. Every one of his radios just has unbeatable reception. And when I say the CC Wi-Fi 3 also has unbeatable reception, here we're not talking about AM or FM. We're talking about a device that will connect to even the most lackluster wireless access point. So if you're looking for a Wi-Fi radio, let me recommend the CC Wi-Fi 3. What I really like about it is intuitive and easy. A few weeks ago, I had to change some URLs on some streams. And so John came in, I can't get the stream anymore. I said, figure it out. And he did within minutes. So the bottom line is that you don't need anything really to be technically savvy to use the CC Wi-Fi 3. It's just intuitive. The audio is better than any smartphone in the world. Yeah, you can listen to my show and everything else. And of course, the deal about Wi-Fi radio is that just about everything you're listening to on the air, like WGN radio, is also available online. But not only the local stations near you, but stations from all over the world. As I've said many times, if they had this available in 1958, I never would have left my bedroom. It would have been that simple. You have thousands and thousands of radio stations, in addition, of course, to other things online, podcasts and things like that. Now, the beauty of this is you don't sign up for an app. There's no microphone. There's no ads on screen. There's no monthly fee. It's got a full-size remote control, too. And, like I say, superior reception for a much greater distance from your Wi-Fi router, which is nice. Now, you can go online, read all about the CC Wi-Fi 3 at ccradio.com. But if you can't go online, you're probably not buying one of these, but you may be buying one for a gift. And they have terrific customer service. Call them anytime at 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. And they'll answer all your questions. They'll send you a hard copy of the catalog out in the mail, too, if you want it. And you can order on the phone as well. But best thing to do is go to ccradio.com. Read all about the CC Wi-Fi 3. And I think you'll join me that it is a great addition. Now, the one thing I will say for people who are expecting it to be hardwired as opposed to Wi-Fi, well, sorry to say that the CC Wi-Fi 3 doesn't have the capability for that. It doesn't have an RJ45 jack. But most likely you've got a wireless access point and a Wi-Fi router. And it will connect easily. Yeah. So like I say, easy to use. But take a look at it, the CC Wi-Fi 3. Sure, you can buy it on Amazon, but before you do, take a look at it at ccradio.com, the CC Wi-Fi 3. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio. Mm-hmm.
to make you laugh, I'd play the fool for you. Although the people turn and stare, I'd give my everything to keep you, boy. Oh, it breaks my heart when you're not there. I'll stage a ballet on a tabletop, command performance, finger size. Though I ain't got no tune, my show won't flop, 'cause I'll find the music in your eyes. Oh, me, oh, my, I'm a fool for you, baby. We'll blow a genie from a cigarette. We'll take a magic carpet ride.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that's Lulu. And who was it who requested that? I got that here somewhere. Yeah, I saved all the napkins that I wrote down all your requests on, and that was one of them. I know I didn't play it on my own, so let's find it here. Billy Bob and Bourbonnais. All right, Billy Bob, there you go, 1969 on ATCO. And Lulu was interesting. Of course, her biggest hit stateside was the theme to Sir With Love. But she started releasing singles in the States in 64, and the first one was mostly Motown covers. But then the second one, which was on Parrot, was I'll Come Runnin', and I thought it was a good little record. And, of course, absolutely nothing happened to that. They later reissued it on another label, but absolutely nothing. But a lot of people tried. She was on a lot of labels, from Columbia and Epic to quite a few singles on ATCO and Atlantic in a short period of time. But really, it's kind of almost a one-hit wonder with To Sir With Love. But yeah, I'll tell you, check out I'll Come Running Over. Or maybe even Oh Me, Oh My, I'm a Fool for Your Baby. So there you have it on WGN Radio. Now, we're going to find out about Eduardo. Eduardo's mom had been in the hospital. So what's up, Eduardo?
Yeah, well, she's fine. She went to the radiology at Tampa General.
Okay.
And I did some snooping around, too. Nothing much. I'll tell you here in a moment about Teresa.
Oh, yeah.
You know, regarding the... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's silly. But everything went fine with her. So we went to radiology, and she's got... They lined up the cuffs here, and she's doing, like, a swallow test. And I could see the X-ray. They put some kind of, like, a protective garment on me, so that way I wouldn't show up on the X-ray. And I was right there, you know, interpreting for the guy helping helping my mother.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, everything went fine. I mean, I think we were there maybe 15 to half an hour, something like that.
And when did she get the results?
So. Oh, well, they're going to get sent to her gastroenterologist.
Right, of course.
And then eventually they can send them to the primary.
Okay. So hopefully in the next few weeks here, she'll at least get back with one of her doctors.
Yeah, I would say it was done today, Tuesday. So by the end of the week, I would say.
Good. Excellent. Well, here's hoping it's uneventful good news.
Yeah. So I went hunting for Teresa since I was there, and she wasn't there, but I did run into a coworker, and I do remember that one of the guys that was, because there was a guy, and they were young people, that was next to Teresa, was going back to school.
Uh-huh.
So this guy might have been his fill-in. But I don't know whatever happened with the person they were going to fill like overnight. Remember, they were going to fill something.
Yes, I do
overnight.
Remember. Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, but we don't know that because Teresa wasn't there, unfortunately. And I do like call her like almost like every day, but it just goes straight to voicemail. You never get any response back. But this guy says that she wasn't in today, so.
Huh.
I wish the, my going there would have been we would have surprised her, and she would have been there somewhere, but because she could answer some questions about, well, what's going on here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's positions that are popping up every day. I go on the site there every day. And somebody who had the inside source, well, but they're only hiring nurses. There's like a hiring freeze. This guy couldn't confirm that because I ran that story, that hearsay story to him, and he couldn't confirm that. But
okay. Yeah.
That was kind of unfortunate. Just,
yeah, it seems weird. It seems like you're getting the runaround on this. So we'll have to find out. But, geez, I'm sorry she wasn't in today. That would have been quite the surprise for her. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe if I would have called, I was thinking if I would have called maybe last week, because knowing that the mom was going to have that procedure today, but I don't know if that would have made any.
No, I think she just avoided you. The idea of taking your chances was your best shot.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I was able to find my way there. I mean, I didn't get lost. I know it was down in the basement, so it wasn't too hard to find. So
good deal. We'll keep me posted.
Yeah, maybe right, something thanks. Will turn up.
I hope so.
But that's helping my mother in the morning. She's possibly gonna look into maybe helping me as far as getting into an office position at the school. Remember, I mentioned that.
All right. Hang on a minute. The news awaits, and we don't wait. So we'll pick it up right after that on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Oh, a fine drinking song, 1967 on ATCO. Good old Jimmy Gilmer, the Fireballs, Bottle of Wine. And that was Jack in St. Charles who wanted to hear that, and now he has. All right, so we're talking to Eduardo in Tampa. And so, sorry to interrupt. Okay, so the next plan?
Well, I got to mention safe management. Remember we talked about that?
Uh-huh.
So I got the date for training on that.
Okay.
So it's a four-hour training. So this is where you're doing something like ushering, greeting, elevator assistance. So I'll be doing that May 23rd. So I'll be able to do some of that coming up at RBJ, Raymond James Stadium. Regarding concerts or
those
football.
Those are one shots, but that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. So even if I get something, you know, Monday through Friday, I could still do that like a side hustle.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love that you are keeping at it. Eventually, this has to pay off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It will.
All right.
Hey, let me request before I drop off, if I may request a song.
Okay.
And I got to pick my best song. Because WDCB was doing a history thing on Andy Bay or something like that. Did I say that right?
I don't know.
He recently died.
Okay.
But I got to look over some of his songs so I can pick out a request from that on Thursday.
All right.
But in the meantime, I'll pick this one here. Latin Vibe. The name of the song is How Do You Feel?
Okay.
How Do You Feel by Latin Vibe.
Okay. We will do that. It'll probably be tomorrow night. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, Riley. Right.
Yeah, because I've queued up everything for tonight, and a couple of them we won't have time to play, actually, because we only play 11 of them in an evening, and they're all spoken for at the moment. But I'm so proud of myself for having written this down. Of course, I have the sinking feeling there's another page somewhere, but so far, so good. All right, Cindy is in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up, Cindy?
Yeah, I've been sleeping, and I've been real drowsy from my medication. But anyhow, that's why I haven't called. And but then anyhow, I went to Jiffy Lube today. I only have to get an oil change like once a year.
All right.
Because
you don't drive much.
No.
All right.
But then anyhow, I noticed. I was like, well, they're going to tell me that I need, new brake pads. Or, I knew they were going to do that. And they did. But then, anyhow, I was sitting there, and everyone, they were busy, and everyone ahead of me, I guess their price point for their policy is to, their price point is to suggest at least $600-$700 worth of repairs to everyone who walks in, because I'm an accountant. So then I googled it. I didn't get the brakes. They said.
Now, by the way, when you're telling me that, remember that Jiffy Lube for the most part is franchised. So there's nothing in the corporate mandate that says whoever you deal with should be trying to upsell you. So that's just not the way that works. Now, you may get several of their franchisees who are doing that, but Jiffy Lube, they're the first, actually. They've been around for over 40 years, and they did the first drive-through service bay, and I think they did the first window sticker and a bunch of other things. So it's a nationwide database. So from that standpoint, you can go to any Jiffy Lube anywhere in America, and your records will travel with you. But that said, it's still individual franchisees.
Yeah, but they were doing, I googled it, and there was a big scandal in California.
That's endemic to the automotive industry. You're going to find players that do that. But if you know your car well, you know those answers. And if you, for the most part, it's perfectly fine. The biggest problem you have with a lot of these quickie places is depending. If they don't have staff who really knows what they're doing, you don't want them to check things and then leave something like the cap on it out, things like that. But, they have a pretty good history of that not happening too often. Of course, if it happens to you, it's once too often, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I did a lot of Googling different ways of putting it in, and my Honda, my particular make of Honda has sensors that'll go on if you need brakes.
All right, so no problem.
And it'll squeak.
So no problem. All right. So.
No, I mean it was a scam. If I go to Walmart is like they charged me $115. For an oil change.
Now, by the way, Cindy, you're overthinking all this. You pick the place you want to go, you go do it, and it's over. There is no reason to have any angst over an oil change.
Yeah, but there is. I mean, I would end up I've gone at Walmart, and it's been a three-hour wait, but I could do my day trading while I'm sitting there and get a hot dog. And a car, look at all the clothes and the everything,
You go wherever you want to go. That's what I mean. But don't overthink it.
Well, no, it's just Walmart from now on, and there's nothing wrong with my car.
Oh, very good.
All right, and then if you could play a song, I guess I asked you before, but you probably forgot. I don't know if you would play it. It's kind of
What is it?
Reunited, and it feels good.
I did play that for you. In fact, I held my breath when I did because I don't particularly like it, but I did play it. Peaches and Herb.
Okay, well, I must have been sleeping. Yeah.
Well, good for you. Sleep is sacred. Much more important than hearing Peaches and Herb.
Oh, and then the other thing, Eduardo, if he ever worked for Kelly, I worked for them when I was in college.
Right, the temp services, and there's many of them. Kelly is, of course, the originator of that, but there's many of them today. Some of them are really good. You want to look into what the terms of it are, but yes, temp services can be great.
Well, after I graduated and I was between jobs, I got a job in downtown in the South Loop. And Kelly's, I don't know if they still do it, it's still their policy, but if you've worked for the company for 3 months through Kelly, they'll just let the company have you without them having to pay a nickel or a dime.
Well,
$10,000.
There's so much competition now. Like I say, there's so much competition now that you probably can find all sorts of different possibilities because there are a lot. That Kelly was the big gun and no one else was in the business. That's not true anymore.
Well, when I worked for account temps, they wouldn't release me to the company unless nobody would hire me because, I don't know if they wanted to dine for me.
Well, this is where, before you sign up with any of them, you find out what the conditions are. But as I'm saying, with so many from which to choose, ask for the conditions and then decide what's acceptable to you and what's not.
Yeah, that was back in the 90s.
Right, which is a whole different world. But yes, temp agencies are good, but you do want to read the fine print. I agree with that.
Yeah, and I love that name, Eduardo, because all my children did Edmund, the character, did a character for like something, and it was Eduardo, and it was the funniest character that he played. I just love that
all
name,
right.
Eduardo.
Well, good deal. Well, all right. Good to talk to you, Cindy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Cindy's great, but as we've said many times, she needs to join Thinkers Anonymous. Yeah, I think that would help a lot. So 888-876-5593. Give me a call on WGN Radio.
You do. You never been my mother, you are right now. Temptation is great, but I love you anyhow. Trying to be nice, baby, it's so hard to do. Yes, it's so hard to be nice.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Little Otis Rush with the Willie Dixon Band. Three Times a Fool, 1955 on Cobra. And Don and Beloit wanted early Otis Rush, and now he's got it. That was just a terrific record. And yeah, they re-released it in 58, too. And just a fine song all the way around. So, all right. Marguerite is a first-time caller in Chicago. Welcome back. Or not welcome back, but welcome to WGN Radio. How's it going, Marguerite?
It's going fine. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Glad you did.
You're welcome. And we're a radio family because let Cindy know. Well, Cindy, if you're still listening, I was a Kelly girl.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I'm telling my age. I'm cracking up because when she said in the 90s, I'm like, oh, my God, I worked in the 70s and early 80s.
No, believe me, I know because I remember doing a little stint at Kelly also, and it was not the 70s. It was earlier than that. But you're right. We were Kelly girls. That's absolutely right.
Yes, my aunt took me, and she was one in the 60s, 70s, and so she took us, you know, her daughter and myself, and she was like a mother to me. She helped raise me, and I know Eduardo from another radio station, so hi, Eduardo.
Yeah.
We're a radio family, I see.
Absolutely, okay. And you're joining us, so I hope this will not be your only call, so what's up?
Thank you. Okay. When I tuned in, you were with the woman who's sight challenged in Lansing, Illinois.
Yes.
And the man that gave a lot of information, maybe his is just as good, if not better, but I had called. I was looking for the number or trying to write it down, so it took me several times hearing your number before I could call in, but he'd already called with some good information, but I had still pulled this up.
Yeah.
Okay, the Lansing Library may be able to help her.
Okay.
And if she's listening, that phone number is area code 708-474-2447.
Okay, great. 708-474-2447, 2447. All right.
Yes, they're Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Okay. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
And then, because Lansing, Illinois is in the south suburbs,
right,
southeast of Chicago,
right,
it's in what's called the Southland. They consider the south suburbs the Southland. So the man did mention something in Joliet that's further west, still in the south.
Okay.
But the Southland Visitors Tourism Center would be helpful in being able to give her information where to go, if not just in Lansing, anywhere else in the Southland. So if she could take down their toll-free number and the Chicago Southland's other phone number.
Okay.
The toll-free number is 888-895.
Uh-huh.
8233.
Okay, 888-895-8233.
Yes, correct. And then their regular main office number is area code 708-895-8200.
Okay, so that's 895-8200, area 708.
Correct, and you actually get a real person. You don't get at least when I call, a real human. A woman answers. She's most friendly. Well, you don't have to have a lot of prompts to press this, press that, which I understand automation as well.
Oh, yeah. No,
so maybe they could be of help, too, to her.
That's really good, and I'll tell you why. It's possible that neither of these will be the direct hit, but both of them may be able to turn her on to other things, and this is like playing dominoes. It's really a matter of calling everybody until you hit people who will turn you on to the services you need, and it's usually somewhere else, but that's fine.
And it may be a Girl Scout troop. It may be, you know, a Girl Scout leader or some teacher or someone that can come and be of help, but they'll route it the right way, and thank you.
No, that's great information, and I'm so glad you called, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you again. Marguerite.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm going to keep listening.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, yes, and we'll call her back, too, by the way. We got a phone number because I don't expect her to be able to, you know, get all the details necessarily. But it's just like dominoes because invariably the first number you call, they don't know, but they'll turn you on to somebody else who will turn you on to someone else. And that's okay because ultimately you'll get the information you need. So 888-876-5593 is our number, and we're absolutely useless, but we pass things along. All right, so that's absolutely true. All right, so now we've got Mark in Aurora. Welcome to WGN Radio, Mark.
Yeah, I used to be with Blind Services in Aurora, and they closed my case. And the reason they closed my case was that their policy is that after a certain amount of financing, you have to declare a vocational goal if they're going to keep financing you. Now, here I am. Well, I was 66 at the time, but I thought, what in the world vocational goal am I going to declare?
No. See, I understand that, and I mentioned that earlier, that the Bureau of Blind Services is mostly tied to employment. But hopefully they turned you on to someone else in Department of Rehabilitative Services or something else somewhere else. So I would expect what happened to you would happen, because that's what they're in business to do. But what did they turn you on to?
Well, I did get a reference from my cane instructor, because that was the main issue. I wanted to get more cane instruction from him.
All right.
But he said that, you know, that we'd run out of money. But
right.
he said, call Second Sense. And I don't remember the name of the gentleman that he referred me to. I'm going to call him back and get the name of that gentleman. Or maybe they've changed gentleman by now. But it's kind of tricky to keep getting assistance. Now, if worse comes to worse, I'm going to ask my cane instructor, whose number I still have, how much would you charge me per hour to continue training me? And I may just decide to pay for it myself. But what I told John I was calling about was why I chose the iPhone over the Android.
Okay,
system.
Hang on a minute. That's going to take more than the news, so don't go away.
Yeah.
We'll pick up iPhone versus Android coming up on WGN Radio.
Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and I borrowed. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? Yeah. I'm paid my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. What a fine song, all the way around. One of the best things to happen in 1977, and that is the first of the six-pack that was requested by Jimmy P, and we got all six of them coming up. So, actually, Hey Senorita was the first one, but Easy was the last one, but it seems like I'm doing it in reverse order. But anyway, we'll get all six. And, yes, what we don't get tonight on your request, we'll get tomorrow night. All right, so now, the eternal debate, iPhone versus Android. And we have Mark. So go for it, Mark. You get to have both sides of this debate.
Well, I am a former Android user, and I really liked Android. But when I went totally blind, three different people associated with blind assistance told me that I really should go with iPhone. And the main reason was that Apple has a separate toll-free number for blind people to get technical assistance with their iPhones. As far as I know, Android doesn't have such a thing.
That is true.
There are other differences. I think that I think that iPhone has a wider variety of voiceover selections. Right now, I've got one voice from Australia and one nice velvety woman's voice from England. And I love using their Siri and their voiceover. And I also, well, I enjoy some other things about Apple, but now, admittedly, the selection of phones is lesser, because with Android, you can get Samsung or Google or any number of other phones. And the Google, if you like a super thin phone, get a Google. I used to have a Google phone, and it was wafer thin. But the iPhones are still pretty slim, and I have a model that only has two camera lenses, because I don't even use those, much less get three camera lenses. And now iPhone is coming out with phones that have artificial intelligence, and so is Samsung. But the Android, the Apple system is proprietary about certain apps, but you do get that toll-free number. With Google, as far as I know, you have to wait until they answer your email, so it's less personal. You're going to get to talk with a human being if you go with Apple. And I don't remember the toll-free number for blind people, but I can always call 800-MY-APPLE and get it.
So, I think it's 877-204-3930.
Okay. But overall, I'm just a tad happier with Apple than I was with Android, but only a tad. I will say this, someone from Apple, I wanted to know if my OrCam device was, you know, a little too expensive at $3,000+.
Right.
And I had an Apple technician look at everything they have, and he said, oh no, we don't have anything nearly as elaborate as OrCam. So if you can afford an OrCam, get an OrCam, because we don't offer as much. But Apple does offer some good apps. I'm hip to that.
Okay. And you're absolutely right. If people don't remember the phone number, going for 800-MY-APPLE will do it. And anybody can remember that.
Yeah. But I was told by three different people who assist with blind services that Apple is the way to go.
Okay. Excellent. And of course, what we should say is, even though Apple is the only one who's going to sell these iPhones, tons and tons of tons of MVNOs will offer you deals.
Yeah.
So don't feel that you got to do a contract with one of the big players. You can get these things fairly cheap. And also, you don't necessarily need the latest and greatest, depending upon what your needs are. You can get iPhones for a couple $100. And so you want to look around at that.
I think one of my engineer friends is on iPhone model 12, or maybe even lower than that, and he says that it already does a lot more than he needs it to do.
Right, exactly. So there are many, many things. The iPhone SEs, like the second generation of that, probably are sufficient, and they're really, really cheap. I don't recommend refurbished. You can do that if you've really got to, but the reason I don't, I'm all about used stuff, except not anything that's that portable. Laptops, phones, and all that. If you have users like me who are just like a rhinoceros, you do not want anything used from me. I will have trashed it one way or another. So, I get to the point that I don't care how much you refurbish my stuff, it will never be the same. So,
I have an iPhone 15 Plus, and I, even when they came out with the 16, I didn't graduate because I thought, well, it's probably going to take them a model or two to work all the bugs out of the AI, and maybe I'll get an iPhone 17 or 18, but I'm perfectly happy with my 15 as it is now.
Like I say, a lot of people are fine with second generation SE. You don't want first generation because there are things it just will not do. But if you're looking at second generation or even third generation, these are very cheap phones, and they will, in the scheme of things, and they will absolutely do what you need it to do. I don't use phones personally, but John does, and I make darn sure he's using those SE second generations, because I don't mind replacing those. Although this is a man who actually has washed his phone and it still worked. Now, if this were me, you know.
Oh, he put it through the laundry.
Yes, he did. He put it right through the laundry. I didn't notice it until it was about to go in the dryer. I said, well, this will never work again. Worked fine. So, but I don't recommend it.
Oh, and he didn't even have to desiccate it in rice?
No, nothing. I know.
My goodness.
I know. He's the luckiest user in the world.
That's practically a miracle.
It is a miracle. Yes, that's absolutely right. I was praising Jesus for a week. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, but that's I'm barely an iPhone convert, because I liked my Android phones while I had them, but it was basically on recommendation that I switched over, and I don't regret doing it.
Yeah, no, and I think all your points are well taken. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, he's very succinct. That about sums it up, and I really can't add to that. All right, so Don and Beloit, I hope you liked your Otis Rush.
Hey, Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a famous guy on this video. This guy dropped out of a plane, jumping out of a parachute, and he accidentally dropped his phone, and it fell 14,000 feet recently, and it was fine.
Yeah. Right. If that was me, forget about it. If that was John, it'd be fine. But anyway, so was that an Otis Rush you were familiar with?
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay. So many things he did in his career were just amazing. And he just kept plugging away at it into the 80s and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I meant to say thank you for
that.
Fine. That was great.
Just glad you heard it.
Great stuff. You know, temp agencies, you know, I worked in the science and environmental fields, and there's so many specialized ones that are just to the moon, you know.
Yes.
Programming or nursing or just I know in the upper Midwest, I know ER nurses that specialize with one of these firms that just does contract ER nursing. You sign a contract and you're good for like 2 months at a certain hospital or something. Temp agencies have really come around.
Yes, but I do agree with the warning from Cindy that you want to read the fine print, because you don't want it to prohibit you from doing things you may want to do directly after it.
Yeah, you gotta, that's true.
Yeah.
And there are just so many schmucks that just have no idea. You know, me and my friends, we would always say, just read it to me what it says, because they just couldn't, you know, they're trying to explain a technical job that they had no idea what they're talking about.
Right, which is actually downright funny.
Yeah. My advice to anybody that would be looking at doing something, you know, temping is a great way to get your foot in the door, you know,
sure
you can
is.
Prove yourself. So many people, just like in the old days, they're like, well, we'll hire 20 temps, and if two of them work out, we'll keep them, you know, or something.
Well, right. The other thing, of course, is it's a great way. It's almost like the beta model to find out if you want to work for them, whoever it is.
True. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, right.
I'm taking a deep breath, but I would say to people, I worked out really well because I had a record. Like, it's sort of like a report card. Like, hey, you know, we got a hold of you, Don, because we have a record here that you did this and this job temping over here. You know, so these outfits, they all talk to each other, and a lot of them are really big and have, you know, little offices all around the country. So if you do one really well, that you do don't want to burn your bridges, you know?
Oh, of course not. You're right, because they absolutely will talk, and unfortunately, databases are real. So, yes, I agree.
But it'll help you. Like, it'll help you get a job.
Sure.
Because it really helped me out by having a record and people constantly calling me. Even today, people still call me because I keep my resume on certain job boards. That's exactly what. But I'm happy. I'm going off to Rhode Island tomorrow to do a science project in Rhode Island for a few days.
All right.
Raleigh, my aunt just had another little fender bender. She just can't seem to. She should not be driving. So luckily, one of my brothers is in Hilton Head to watch for her and so on. But just these people, you know, there comes a time when all of us have to realize that we're probably better off not driving anymore.
Well, a menace to ourselves. Yeah. And sometimes, though, authorities will do it for you. They'll just pull that license.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
so, true. That's yeah, true. Well, one too many fender benders, especially if it's inexplicable. You know, I get that. I remember a story a zillion years ago. My adopted mom had a friend who was taking her to the grocery store, and these were both people who were in their mid-80s. And my mother said, "I'm exhausted." I said, "That long in the grocery store?" She said, "No, it took Betsy over 2 hours to figure out how to get out of the parking lot." And I can just imagine driving around in a circle that long. And I said, "Mom, don't ride with her again, okay?" And so yeah, sometimes I
so
wonder.
Bad.
And you know,
that's exactly it. There's these traffic circles that these people just can't figure out.
That's
and
exactly
Hilton Head Island
it.
Is full of them.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, and you'd think that they would have set that up a little differently there because they know that they're dealing with a senior crowd.
Right, right.
Maybe somebody had a sense of humor.
Right. That could be. It could be.
Yeah. And next thing
Raleigh's
you know, you're in Savannah.
You.
All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right. So,
talk to you later. Bye-bye.
So, yes, indeed. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Ooh, we're going to get into Smokey Robinson. Yeah. Did you hear about this? I find it unbelievable myself, but we'll talk about that. We've also got Art in Davenport. Don't go away. Art and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Each night before I go to bed,
with my knees and bow my head,
I pray to the angels up above,
send me down someone to love.
Para para puti eti,
para para puti
eti, guardian angels up above,
someone to love.
Make her fine and debonair,
with blue eyes and golden hair.
Para para puti eti,
para para puti
eti,
God made the sea,
but when God made you,
must have thought of me,
as I walk the sunny street,
my heart starts jumping and skips a beat,
the only girl from high above,
the only girl I'll ever love,
para para puti eti,
para para puti
eti,
para para puti eti,
Guardian Angel. Yeah, that was one of Jimmy P's six packs. That was a huge record in Philadelphia. The group was from Baltimore, and actually that's not true. The group was from Long Island, pardon me on that. The Imaginations, and their label actually was in Manhattan, but it wasn't anywhere near the Brill Building. But anyway, Bobby Bloom was in that group, and 1961 they recorded Guardian Angel. And big Philly record, and probably Baltimore too, as far as that goes. But in any event, that's the deal. And that was the second of Jimmy P's six pack. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we're going to get to Art and to Debbie. And all right. And we already talked to Don, so let me free that line if you want it. But Lisa in Dundee brought up, we should have been talking about this earlier, and we will. I find it incredulous. But Lisa, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. Yeah, I wondered if you had heard the news, I found it completely shocking as well.
Yeah.
And unbelievable. Because even though the accusations go back to 2007,
there's a lot of problems here. Now, firstly, you know, I'm a Los Angeles girl. I'm an Angeleno, and there are things that, you know, if you worked in the entertainment industry, there are a lot of open secrets, and, like, nobody was surprised about Bill Cosby, for instance.
That was
widely known, and many, many others. But Smokey, I never heard it And here is the part that I just find incredulous. When you look at these women, it's four Hispanic women. It does right. not talk about their citizenship. And the only reason I mention that at all is the lawsuit says they were employed as housekeepers earning below minimum wage. As low right. wage earners in vulnerable positions, they lack the resources and options to protect themselves. Which, by the way, screams to me that that if this is true, that at the very least, I think that Smokey's people, because I doubt he personally hired any of them, but Smokey's people probably did hire people who were not here and sanctioned to work legally. But regardless, let's talk about this. When you hear one woman says it happened at least 23 times. No, I'm sorry. You know, it's sort of like, you know, hit me once, shame on you. Hit me twice, right. shame on me.
And so, I will never understand the reason it takes so long if this happened in 2007.
Well, right, right.
To come forward now,
and that there is no decent statute of limitations. Hang on a minute, don't
right.
go away.
Sure,
we'll talk more about this. Yeah, and again, I read the charges of what these women are alleging, and to me, this just screams deep pockets. All right, so we'll pick it up there, and then we will, after Lisa, we'll talk to Art and to Debbie, and we have another hour to talk to you, too. So that's the deal. I know that there's another commercial break before the news, and I'm trying my best not to completely obliterate it, which I am so well known for doing. All right, oh, man. All right, so yeah, it just, I heard it, like I say, on Smokey Robinson, and it was unbelievable. The one I love this one charge that the girl said if she refused, Smokey threatened her to have his wife be mean to her. Oh yeah, that holds up. All right, so all this and more coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is the Penguins, 1954 on Dutone, and that is the A side. The B side was Earth Angel, and it was Huggy Boy. Yeah, doing a show live from Dolphins of Hollywood, which wasn't in Hollywood, it was in South Central LA, but I digress. In any event, he had a fight with his girlfriend, and she left, and he said that he was going to keep playing Earth Angel until she came back. Well, he played it an awful lot, and next thing you know, of course, that was the hit and the only hit the Penguins had. As I mentioned many times, Mercury wanted them so bad that they acquiesced and took this group the Platters that they really didn't want at all. Well, of course, you know the rest is history. The Penguins never had another hit. And, of course, the Platters went on to score of them. Now, on the other hand, the Penguins also did a very nice a cappella version of Hey, Senorita. And maybe some night we'll play that. All right, so we're talking to Lisa in Dundee. And so during the news, I made use of my time and looked up the statutes of limitations for sexual assault. And here is the deal. within 10 years of the incident, a suit may be filed, or within 3 years of discovering an injury or illness caused by the assault. So that is the deal. And what's interesting, for simple assault, the statute of limitations is 1 year. For felony assault, it is 3 years. But for sexual assault, it is 10. So, of course, I go back to the article on Smokey, and the four former housekeepers are alleging assault. And while all of it began greater than 10 years ago, most of it ended within the last 10 years, according to these women. I don't buy it for a moment, Lisa. I think they think this is their payday, and I hope to hell Smokey Robinson doesn't cave to it.
Well, that's, and one of the reasons I called was to see if you did hear anything, because I'm actually reading the Rolling Stone article, and apparently his wife had, you know, knew of his prior acts that he has, you know, settled with other women.
Oh, really?
So I wondered if this
is Frances, the second wife?
Yes.
So she's
been indicted as well.
Well, I know. One woman is claiming that he'd threatened to have Frances be mean to her, and all of them said that Frances was creating a hostile work environment, screaming at them and using ethnically pejorative language. And another housekeeper that also worked as Robinson's personal assistant, cook and hairdresser, was accusing him of assaulting her first in 2007. And, again, I'm just not buying this.
Well, and here's the funny thing. Jane Doe 4
right.
had to, where does it say?
Yeah, the other housekeeper.
Oh, he started in 2006 with her, and she had to resign 18 years later.
Yeah.
It's
See,
like...
This is a problem all the way around. And I would hope, like I say again, I would hope that there's no settlement here. I would hope that they would take this, you know, to trial if that's what it means, because I don't see how any of them have sufficient evidence to convince a jury. Now, I could be wrong. I God knows I'm not there. I don't know. But
and how old is he? He's like 80.
Yeah, he's in. Remember, some of this happened in 2007, so that's a lot of years
ago.
But as far as that goes, I think Smokey was born in like 41 or 42, 1940 maybe. Okay, so if he's 1940 and he was born in February, that I remember, he'd be 85 now.
Yeah.
But. I just, by the way, the various articles have been written, and you see the three-letter alphabet soup and the People and the CNN and all that,
it's quite graphic.
Yeah, but none of it convinces me as an armchair juror, so to speak. And again, I don't have any of the facts. Now, the saddest part about this is, let's assume that there's no merit to this, and he goes ahead and fights it. This is going to be a fortune. You're talking about criminal defense lawyers who don't come cheap. So he loses no matter how you look at it. So
There's going to be people that believe it,
But would a jury believe it? You know, and of course he has to have the kind of defense that would cause them not to believe it.
And we'll have to wait and see if anybody else comes forward.
Well,
you know how, every day somebody else came forward.
Right, but I don't...
But it did say in this article somewhere, I can't find it, but it said something about one of the Jane Does was afraid to say anything because it would hurt her status.
What kind of status?
I can't.
Now, by status, you mean that she wasn't here legally or something of that nature?
Yes, that's what sounded like to me.
Yeah, like I say, at the get-go, if it's true that they all were underpaid and they all were afraid of reprisal, they probably were. Again, I don't know. I don't believe that Smokey Robinson would have hired these people. I assume that he has staff that does that.
I would think so.
Yeah, I would absolutely think that. So, and I... I don't know much about Francis Gladney, but from the, again, just the armchair observations, I don't see her being willing to cover up, you know, would she cover his actions?
Why would you put up with that?
Right,
I don't know.
Right. And so it just doesn't work for me. But again, the saddest part is this will be expensive no matter how it comes out.
And that it has to happen at the end of his, you know, life, you know, to be, I don't know. I found it sad.
Well, and like I say,
and unbelievable, like you.
I just find it incredulous because usually in these stories you kind of have the that's not so surprising, and I just don't have that. I mean, here's a guy who just really won't say an unkind thing about anybody. I mean, he's very that way. He always has been. You know, even things where you might say he really should speak out. No, he's always going to take the line of everything's copacetic and everything's fine. You know, he's very mild-mannered that way, even more so than I might like as far as that goes. So I just, you know, again, who knows? I assume and I hope that this will all be properly investigated. But what a sad victory, assuming he is victorious, because this, no matter what, will cost him a fortune.
Right, that's right. And I found the in this article, it says that possible adverse outcomes related to their immigration status.
Well,
that's why they were.
Well, again, when they talk
up with it,
right, when they talk about the fact that that they were all underpaid below wages, you know that that's there. But okay, so if whoever was staffing for Smokey did that knowingly, I'm not opposed to charges for that. You know, you can't do that. Okay, but in terms of allowing this to happen, no.
And if you're only making $10 an hour, which is what it said, why would you even put up with that? You'd think, even though not be here legally, you'd think there'd be
somewhere else
they could go for the same amount of money where they wouldn't have to be,
right.
You know.
Right, and
allegedly raped for 18 years.
Absolutely, because the jobs are aplenty, especially in housekeeping. I know of a horrible story in Globe where a gal who was 16 when her mother came here and brought her and her siblings, and she was 2 months too old to be able to be naturalized, so technically she's undocumented. This girl wound up being valedictorian of her class in high school, but then she could not go to a college because she couldn't get a social security number. And so I know it's just a horrible, horrible story, but she wound up becoming a domestic because she had no other choice. And I'll tell you what, last time I checked with her, she was making like $50 an hour. So, but she was good, you know, as far as that goes. And it was one of those stories where, you know, we're not here to talk about immigration, but one of those just very sad stories. And I can't believe that somebody who is good at what they do can't find other work. Because believe me, I know for a fact this woman was booked. She could not take on new clients, you know. And she ran it like a business. Well, hell, she knew what she was doing. But, you know, so even assuming that these are not the brightest bulbs in the lot, if they're good at being housekeepers, there's no shortage in Southern California of jobs.
That's right.
So I don't get it.
Well, I thought it was sad, too, and I just, it's a developing story, but sometimes I wish they had more concrete evidence before they would announce it.
Again, not meaning to be political, the one thing I will say is when you have lawyers who can do things where they're only paid based on the outcome like that, they have nothing to lose by filing the suit. And so maybe if they had to pay the winner's legal fees, they would think twice about filing a suit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hey, what do I know? What I do know is no matter what, this is not going to be cheap for him, because I guarantee you that lawyer is on contingency. You know, there's no way that their lawyer is doing it any other way than getting a percentage of what they collect.
I'm sure not.
Well, so this is just criminal. yeah, in every way, shape. I feel terrible about it. And now, of course, you know, I'm nosy. I'm going to off the record ask around for people who know Frances Gladney to say, is it even remotely possible? Because from the profiles I've read of her, she's an interior designer and a businesswoman. It's hard for me to believe that she'd say, oh, sure, I'll let them do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must have been shocked when you saw it. Did you?
I was not shocked.
Read it online or something?
No, I heard it. And I was saddened. I wasn't shocked. Yeah. I was saddened. And I'm never shocked by any of this anymore. But like I say, even if he fully prevails, it's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Well, we'll keep our eye on it. Huh?
Absolutely. All right. Okay. I'll let you know what I hear. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right, hon. Bye. Yeah.
You know, I was driving when I heard it. And like, oh, God. So 888-876-5593. And my only issue with Smokey was he went with a different music rights organization that I dread, and he's the only writer who is with that organization as far as anything I'd play on my AM, and every time I have to pay them, I just grit my teeth. But that doesn't make him a bad guy. I'm sure it turned out to be a good arrangement for him, even if it put me into hell. All right, we'll get to Debbie and Raleigh, but we're going to get to Art in Davenport next. He's been waiting a long time, and he's up next right here, if he's still on the phone, on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's the Cleftones. Yeah, one and only. And You, Baby, You. It claims it was written by Tommy Vastola. Right. Of course it was. All right, on G, we all know, sadly, about the gambling debts that George Goldner amassed and how Morris Levy would bail him out every time. But yeah, written by, Tommy Vastola. All right, 888-876-5593. That, by the way, was the third of Jimmy P's six-pack. Art in Davenport, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
All right, thanks for waiting.
Oh, you're welcome. How's the high desert? See any weird things in the sky lately?
No, although we're known for it, that's for sure. But no, it's been, you know, other than one too many planes landing at Sky Harbor, nope.
Yeah, I was interested. My dad and him used to come to Davenport and play music with this jam with a bunch of people. One of the guys' name was Jimmy Walker.
Oh.
And he went on to, last I heard, he went to Milwaukee, and he could play anything, banjo, guitar, piano.
Uh-huh.
I heard he played with Johnny Cash, and I just want to know if you knew whatever happened to him, you know.
He was a country guy, country musician. Yeah, I do.
Yes,
I do know, but sadly, he's been dead a long time. But
has he really?
Yeah, he was born, I think, in West Virginia, and that talked a lot because he was on the WWBA Jamboree and Wheeling, and also the Louisiana Hayride, and he was on the Grand Ole Opry. In fact, for a while, he replaced Roy Acuff on that, which is pretty amazing. But back in the radio days of the 40s, you know, WWBA, like I say, in Wheeling, but he was also on Midwestern Hayride on WLW and all of that. So He did a lot of stuff as far as that goes. And in the mid-60s, I think he went back to California working as a country singer and a motion picture actor. And I think he was in Paint Your Wagon. I don't know if he was in anything else. But
Really?
Yeah, went back home. And he did stuff with Merle Travis. But sadly, like I say, he died around 1990, maybe. It was interesting because, like I've mentioned many times, in the early 50s, independent Los Angeles television had a dozen different country music shows for a reason I've never understood. But it was interesting because Jimmy Walker would release a record, and next thing you know, Spade Cooley would cover it, you know. And it seemed like he never really got a break at all, except when he was on the Opry, and he wasn't there long when Roy Acuff decided to return, and of course they took him. So then Capitol signed him, but it was a lot.
Did he live in Devon?
He as far as I know, he lived in, I know about California and I know about West Virginia, but where do you think he lived?
Oh, Davenport, I thought, or Milwaukee.
Okay, well, let's see if he was ever... I'm going to have to look him up, because I'm doing
this...
I
have a music story in Milwaukee. Or
I'm doing this from memory, so we got to...
Yeah,
Excuse me here. That's right. Hang on. Let me do the news. I'll cough a few minutes, and then I'll look him up. Don't go away.
Okay.
Pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
Well, I woke up in the morning, I heard a call in my name.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Those are the Dandeliers. Yeah, some of Scotty's favorites. And it was one of Jimmy P's six-pack. Little Man, Flip Side of May God Be With You, 1956 on States. And we're talking to Art in Davenport, whose dad played with Jimmy Walker. And so I've been doing my due diligence, and the guy that I know, the country music guy, I do not think was in Milwaukee or Davenport. So there were others. Obviously, he's not a blues pianist from Chicago, so I'm not 100% sure, because I think there's over 10 guys named Jimmy Walker who put out at least one record.
Oh, okay. Could have been Waller. Could have been the last name. I'm
oh, really? Oh, that would be yeah, easier if it was. That would be a lot easier. So yeah. Let's try Jimmy Waller. Yeah. Because when you're talking,
I asked my sister. She wasn't quite sure.
Okay. Well, the only problem with that is Jim Waller was more of a jazz guy from San Antonio. So I'm pretty sure that's not our guy. He's no longer with us either, but I'm checking to see if we can get a connection. Oh, okay, here we go. Milwaukee has lost a great musician and friend, R.I.P. Jim Waller. So this is yet another Jim Waller, and he had a music store. In fact, somebody said, I bought my first guitar from him. and say he was so versatile, had a real uniqueness to everything he did. I remember him doing Serbian music at an old town restaurant. He'll be missed. So, yeah, there you go. We do have Jim Waller. We found him.
He's, I heard he played for Johnny Cash for a little bit. I don't know if you know anything about
that. I wonder if that's the same one. See, I'm going back to that's the one I was thinking of originally.
Yeah.
But let's see what... yeah, the East Troy Bluegrass Festival posted that Jim Waller has passed away. All right, so here's our guy. We found who we're looking for. Let's see. Let's see if there's any Johnny Cash connection that comes up easily. All right. It says he also enjoyed listening to Johnny Cash, but that's not exactly what you want. So we have... we also have Jim Waller and the Deltas. I don't think that... Well, let's see what this is. I don't think that's our same guy. But,
Is he still around?
No, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, and really sorry to say because it is not that long ago if it's our guy. But let's get... Yeah, when we're saying Milwaukee has lost a great musician and friend, let's go back to seeing what the date of this is. And so that was on Facebook. So March 30th. Oh. March 30th. Mm-mm-mm. So that may be...
That was pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Let's see if we can just find him on Facebook at all. But it sounds like this year.
That guy could play anything, what I heard.
But,
if it made music, you could play it.
Yeah. I'll bet you that's our guy.
Yeah, probably is. Huh.
Yeah, sadly no longer with us.
Huh.
I'm looking for anything else like an obit that isn't on Facebook so we can actually read them. All right.
Well, I had a couple old songs I didn't know if you knew anything about, if you had time to check them out, or I could call back another
time. Are they Jimmy Waller songs?
No, there's something altogether different.
Okay, tell me.
This is back in the 60s. My dad used to play for my sister.
Uh-huh.
Little Red Motorbike.
Okay.
I don't know. That's all I know.
Okay.
And the other one was Pitter Patter, or Here Comes Pitter Patter. I have no idea.
Here Comes, or... I don't think either of those are a title, but I bet you I can find both. All right. So, let's see if we can... easily do this. Otherwise, I'll do it after I get off the air, and I'll find it for you. Let's see. Of course, there was Little Red Rented Rowboat. That was Joe Dowell, 1962. Is that possible?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
My sister said it was a Little Red Motorbike.
Yeah.
Might be some kind of kid song. I don't know. I don't remember it. I was about 10.
Oh,
my dad
really?
Played for my sister. She's like 3, back in the mid-60s.
Okay. Well, if it was 62, it would be that Little Red Rented Rowboat, I'm sure, but no. Okay, nothing's coming up for that immediately.
Probably 65, maybe somewhere in there, 66. I'm thinking the year that it was played.
Let's see. Pitter Patter, Little Drops of Rain. It's a preschool song.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently so. Yeah. Nursery rhymes for kids. And, we'll see. Pitter-patter raindrops falling from the sky. Here is my umbrella to keep me safe and dry. When the sun begins to glow, little flowers start to bud and grow and grow and grow. Is that familiar at all?
That could be it.
Okay, yeah.
It starts out, what was the name of the song?
Yeah, Pitter-patter raindrops. And other people call it the Pitter Patter Rain song. This is a preschool song. So you got lots of videos on this. Here's Sing and Learn with Teddy Train 6, Pitter Patter. Yeah, so Pitter Patter. I'm sorry, Pitter Patter.
Yeah,
Pitter Patter Rain song. And let's see. Here's Miss Caitlin. So Oh, I see. And she's going to sing it for us. No, she's not. All right. Absolutely not. All right. So, and here's pitter-patter, tapping and clapping. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
but nursery rhymes for kids. There's a lot of them. Apparently, the story behind the song. Oh, that's frightening, isn't it? I discovered coffee shops in college. Really too bad. Never had much money back then. Yeah, started writing pitter-patter when Rosie, our first child, was a baby. Life with a newborn is hard, I guess. Huh. Coffee shop days were put on hold. Fast forward. We now have 5 children. Okay, that's just wonderful. Let's see. I'm not sure that is the same pitter-patter.
Yeah, actually.
I can just
Google it and let my sister hear it.
Oh, can you ever? In fact, I think you're going to find a dozen different songs for this. And then you can call call me back and tell me which one it was.
Yeah.
Like, here's another one.
The rest of the story, like, what's his name?
Yes, absolutely. I love this. It says, in this video, I share the children's song Pitter Patter. At 6 minutes and 51 seconds. Yeah, there can't be that much to share. But she is singing with her umbrella. This is too bad. I almost have to share it. But I guess people have no shame. They're willing to put themselves online doing anything, you know.
Yeah, they will. It's just crazy out there.
Right. I would say this would come back to haunt you, but she's pretty proud of this, I can tell. This is Mrs. Ankrum's Music Room. All right. Well, Mrs. Ankrum, there you go. We'll hear her version. She's all decked out with a multicolor umbrella. God, isn't it painful?
Well, thanks for looking those things up.
Oh, absolutely. You
sure
betcha. Yeah. So run them by your sister. I'll pay some off the air. I'm afraid to bother anybody on the air with it. Lose every listener I thought I had. With that in mind, I bet you one of them's right. In the meantime, we'll look for Little Red Motorbike. But I'm telling you, ask her about Little Red Rented Rowboat. She may.
Okay. Rented rowboat.
Yeah, Little Red Rented Rowboat. She may have, and that I could actually let you hear and not be, I was going to say not be embarrassed by it, but that's wrong. But let's see. I hope it's on this computer. Yep, I'm afraid it is. Yes, Joe Dahl. He was the guy who gave us Wooden Heart with a German soliloquy in the middle. All right, so here was Little Red Rented Rowboat.
Not much better than no boat,
but at least it'll go when I row, row, row. At least it'll go when I row.
I'd bet you that's it.
Yeah, that's probably something my dad would have played.
Yeah, I just bet you we found it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that one. As far as pitter-patter, I'll go through some of the pitiful choices and we'll play some. Not tonight. All right. Let me know.
Well, thanks, Raleigh.
Anytime. Right. Thanks for calling and thanks again for waiting. Good to hear from you.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Yes, I'm sure it was Little Red Rented Rowboat. That has kid written all over it, doesn't it? Yeah. Joe Dahl, Wooden Heart. Yeah. All right. Well, all right. So now, Ray is a first-time caller. And, you know, we stop what we're doing for first-time callers. He is in Eagle, Idaho. All right. I know just where that is. So, Ray, welcome back to It's the first time we welcome you to WGN. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. I listen to you every night or every time you're on.
Okay.
And I've heard you talking to a lot of blind people about phones and different things.
Yeah.
And they were talking about what's a good phone for the blind. I have one that's called a Mini Vision, model 200 Score M. And that's a good little phone. It's not a real totally smartphone, but I can text with it.
All right.
And it's all talking. Everything, I can set it fit the contacts, you know, all by voice?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking this up right now. Raz Mobility. It has large and tactile buttons, a voice guide to transform the phone into a talking companion, the ability to control much of the phone by voice. This won't do some of the things like Be My Eyes and all that, but for somebody who basically wants something that's easy to use, the only thing is this thing is pricey. This is a $369 phone.
No, mine was, I think, my daughter's bought it for me.
Uh-huh.
And I sure love it because I can, you know, program it all by voice, you know.
Yeah.
Everything. It's been wonderful. I can text with it. I can do everything with it. Yeah. And it's small. It's easy to handle.
Yeah.
It's not like my wife's phone, you know. It's a smartphone.
Uh-huh.
That's more complicated. It's got too much stuff on it.
Right. Right. You get over... I understand that. It's absolutely where you get overwhelmed. So, sure. Well, interesting. That's a good choice, I would think, certainly to look at. Thank you.
I had an accident, you know, in Nevada, and I was blinded by an explosion.
Oh, God.
And I tell you, I've been flying to San Francisco for corneal transplants for all these years, since 1970.
Whoa.
And, you know, and I've been looking for a phone that worked for me. And this has been about the best one I've ever had. Yeah,
that's a great referral. Wow, since 1970. So yeah,
yeah.
And they couldn't get any of your sight back, I take it.
Yeah. By the way, I have a cousin named Dolly James.
Well, yeah.
It's almost like yours, huh?
Yeah. That's pretty close. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I sure enjoy your program, Raleigh. You're a smart little gal. I don't know how you get all that memory.
Well, I'm losing it by the day. Believe me, losing it by the day. But I'm so glad you called, Ray, and I hope you're going to do it again.
Yeah, I can. I got you on contacts now.
Okay.
I put it down in the contacts, and well, I'll keep listening, and if I have something to contribute, I sure will.
Oh, good. Well, I'll look forward to it. Call anytime.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Okay, thanks.
You're most gracious. Thanks.
Okay, bye. Yeah, how
okay,
nice.
Okay, bye-bye.
Nice to meet Ray. All right, razmobility.com. This is an interesting site. Even if you don't get the phone, they've got an accessibility section, and they've got like iOS built-in accessibility, Android built-in accessibility, and you can read that, see all the applications, whether it's VoiceOver or SpeakScreen or you know, Zoom or, you know, the magnifier or other things like that. So this is a find, and I thank Ray for that. Razmobility.com, razmobility.com. Check that out. There is information here that I think will turn out to be very good. Yeah, I'm impressed by this. And so, you know, for instance, on Android, they've got TalkBack and Select to Speak and things like that. So, yeah, BrailleBack, Google Assistant, on, and, you know, voice access and all that. So got a number of things there, razmobility.com. All right. We'll get to Debbie in Raleigh coming up next on WGN Radio.
Sweet dreams, wow. Sweet dreams of you, wow. Dreams that foretell, wow. The love in my heart, wow. Sweet. Wow.
you reminds me of that I love you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And those are the Dells, of course, Dreams of Contentment. That was a flip side. And Vern Allison, member of the group, wrote that. And that was the last of Jimmy P's six-pack. You're saying, what's on the A side? Zing, zing, zing. That was about December 55 on VJ, don't you know? All right, we got Debbie and Raleigh. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, hey. Wait for it. You were talking about your memory and everything. One day I was trying to tell somebody about something, and I said, instead of saying Dennis James, instead of saying David Jennings, I said Dennis James. We were both about to die laughing. But anyway,
well, who knows? It could have been older. The news could have been a game show. It's happened.
And I said, dang, he must be kin to her. Yeah. But anyway, I think there's a rock song with pitter-pitter-patter in the lyrics somewhere, too.
Well, probably Rainy Day Bells, but I don't think
it's... Right, that's it. Yeah. No, that's not what he was talking about, but that's what came to my mind.
Yeah, Rainy Day Bells, the Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Neil Sedaka wrote that.
My favorite song is the one I'm talking to you on. It's called the Blind Shell Classic 2, and they do have a 3 also, and it combines the features of the iPhone in the 3 with... where you can tap on the screen if you want to, but the 2 doesn't have that feature. But it's a candy bar style phone, and you can do almost everything on it. And it does have Be My Eyes, Be My AI. It's got a checklist thing where you can write down or dictate, you know, a list of things you want to do. Like I use it for my bank account, where when I pay a bill, I check that item off, and then, you know, it'll say 24 out of 27 items checked or whatever. Then you can uncheck them all and start over next month. And it's got a note taker thing where you can, I got about 700 notes on there. You can use YouTube at no cost, like with the stupid iPhones, you've got to pay for YouTube, you know. And,
Oh, that's interesting. Are you telling me that they actually are the carrier in addition to
I'm telling you that YouTube, the service YouTube is on the Blind Shell phone at no cost.
Wow, I wonder, and you're going through a normal provider like a Verizon or a T-Mobile?
T-Mobile. Yeah, they find it usually through T-Mobile, but some other services can use it. But I financed mine through a place called Affirm, and I was going to give you the number also for the ACB community organization. It's 800-424-8666, and they have annual conferences. Of course, you can't always go there, but, you know, you get to see a lot of things on exhibit. I think this year's in Texas, but... they have community calls once you get set up with a lot of that. And it's just, I like the smallness of the Blind Shell phone. It's not much bigger than a conventional phone. The only thing I don't like is it's an open phone, you know, it's candy bar style.
Yeah. Now,
it doesn't shut like a clamshell phone, and I know you
got to
go.
Yeah, I do, but I've got tomorrow night. Call me early. I promise to get to you first, and it is interesting. It's just pricey, but we'll talk about it. Thank you.
Right, I know.
All right,
okay.
All right. Good deal.
All right,
so
good night.
I apologize to Steve and to Sherry for not getting there, but we have 3 hours tomorrow night, and that's 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls, but above all, I thank you for calling. Call tomorrow, call early, and I'll look forward to it. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.